From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Balak, Bilam, Moses, and Abraham. I'd like to discuss the interesting ways in which Bilam, the great prophet of the nations who tried to curse the Jews but ended up blessing the Jews in Parshat Balak, is actually parallel both to Avraham Avinu and to Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's take a look. We know that the nations of the world could have a taina, they could have a claim against God, against the Jews. They say, look, if you give us a chance, we would also be great. You didn't give us great prophets. Also, the reason that we, the nation of Israel, is known as Gomlei Chasadim, we're known as Baishonim, Gomlei Chasadim, Tamidim, Shel Avraham Avinu, we're known as students of Abraham. We tried to do kindness like Abraham. We tried to be modest and humble like Abraham, right? Talking about how modest we are. But the nations of the world could say, but we didn't have an Abraham. So there are two problems the nations of the world could raise. Rashi mentions the problem of Moses, that nations of the world could say, wait a second, we didn't have a Moses. So Hashem gave them Bilam. And then they could also say, we didn't have an Abraham. So Hashem gave them Bilam as well. Let's take a look. The notion that Bilam is parallel to Avraham is very clear. Vayachavoshet chamaro, the key expression is that when Avraham wanted to go and fulfill God's word and actually to offer his son as an offering to God, he fixed his own donkey, hitched his own donkey, and he went up, got early in the morning. Bilam did the same thing. Rashi says, Avraham beat you to it. You're hitching your donkey for bad things. To curse the Jews, Avraham, who's the source of our blessings, he already hitched up his donkey. He's already more fastidious than you are. And he did so a long time ago. So the link between Avraham and Bilam, two people who are anxious to do something, but Bilam anxious to do evil, Abraham anxious for the good, is clear. Furthermore, Avraham said, Lo tomar ani ashar yed Avraham. Avraham refused to accept money from the people of Sodom and Amorah. However, Bilam is all about money. He says, well, you know, I'd love to curse the Jews, but, you know, if you give me all the money in the world, which would be a good idea if you want to try that, but I still couldn't curse the Jews because it's up to God. But by the way, if you gave me all the money in the world. So he mentions how much money he'd like to get. So Bilam is all about taking money from the wicked, and Avraham is all about the opposite. In Pirkei Avos, the rabbis draw that line and they say, look, there are certain things that make you the students of Abraham. Other things make you like a student of Bilam. He says that if you have these three things, you're a student of Abraham, and these three things, you're a student of Bilam. He says if you have ayin tova, ruach nemucha, nefesh shefala, if you have modesty, if you have generosity, then you're a student of Abraham. As the Rambam points out, if you're greedy, then and you're haughty, you want to have more officers, you want to have more respect. You say, oh God, you know who came to see me? The special officers. He's so impressed by all the honor everyone's giving him. In that case, then you're a student of Bilam, if you're like that. So the rabbis in Pirkei Avos chapter 5 draw a line between Avraham and Bilam, but that's not all. There's also a link between Bilam and Moses himself. As the most famous statement is at the end of the Torah, it says, Lo kam navi or b'Yisrael kimoshe. There's no prophet arose in Israel like Moses. Didn't arise in Israel. But says the Sifrei, the Medrash on Devarim, Aval be'umos ha'olam kam. Among the nations of the world, they had someone like Moses, namely Bilam. Bilam was at the level of Moses. But notice the big difference. Number one, when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayikra el Moshe, Hashem called to Moses. It's like, you know, if you have a date, so the husband, the man usually calls the girl to ask her on a date. Not always, but most of the time, right? And so you would think that we would have to call on God, not that God calls on us. But no, God called on Moshe. Vayikra el Moshe. Moshe was so embarrassed by this notion, he made the aleph small. As if, no, just Vayikar. Just God happened to chance upon him. But when it comes to Bilam, that's what it says. Vayikar came to Bilam. God appeared to Bilam just by chance. It wasn't like he called him or they had this great meeting. It was at night. It was much an inferior kind of a prophecy. So there's a big difference in the level of prophecy, in the intimacy and the love between God and Bilaam. Yes, they're both prophets, maybe on the highest level, but Rashi says it was at night. When it comes to Bilaam, it was at night. It wasn't clear, but it was murky. But it was only by chance. But some way, they are on the same level. Second big difference is very interesting. The Yalkut Shimoni says that the Devarim Rabba, the Medrash on Devarim, says that when Bilaam gave a bracha, so it was amazing, he gave a bracha to everybody. You know, no matter how much the Jews sinned, he gave us a bracha. As a matter of fact, this parsha appears in the book in which the Jews are always sinning. Maybe not so much in Parshat Chukah, the previous parsha, but the rest of the book, the Jews are sinning like crazy, right? And in this context comes Bilaam and he says, the Jews are great. God says, don't curse the Jews. The Jews are blessed. Blessed? I thought they've been sinning for 40 years. So Bilaam says, no, the Jews are terrific. He blessed them. So he's very generous with the blessings. What about Moses? When Moses gave the blessing to the Jews, did he say, you're all great, terrific, wonderful? No. First he rebuked. Levi. He rebuked the Jews. He gave the whole book of Devarim is all rebuke. He rebuked us for the golden calf. He rebuked us for the sin of the spies. He didn't really say anything about Shimon. And, you know, so... Moses, before he blesses us at the end of his life, he gave us rebuke, because to just live completely on the God's notion of mercy and love, that can be very misleading. God loves you even though you're so evil. Yes, he does, but you got to get better. You can't just keep being evil. So Moses is a good prophet. It's a prophet who realizes that part of his role is not just to bless the Jews, to shower down all the blessings on the Jews. No, you have to rebuke them first. You have to give them some lessons. But Bilaam didn't understand this. Bilaam, even though he wanted to curse them, he landed out blessing them. But the blessing was too much from a place of love. It was completely from love. There was no rebuke. There was no lesson. There was no morality. As a matter of fact, his blessing led to what? His people became immoral. They did immorality. Rashi says that most Middle Eastern people are modest people. Why did they engage in fornication with the Jews? Because Bilaam told him to do that. He was not a moral prophet. He was an immoral prophet. And also the Jews. How did the Jews sink to that level? Because they had too much love. You know, sometimes you have a parent who just showers too much love and the child thinks it can do anything. Too permissive. So that was Bilaam. He just showered the Jews with blessings. And that was our worst curse. Because you can't always get the blessings. You got to do the right thing first. And that's the difference between Bilaam, who just gave us unfettered love, and Moshe, who realized he had to rebuke the Jews first. So it's interesting parallels. Bilaam is this figure who has a lot of echoes of various Jewish characters. He is the Abraham of the Gentiles. He was supposed to be the one to inspire the Gentiles. He didn't do a good job. And on the contrary, he brought them, as Rashi says, to licentiousness. And he was supposed to be the one who would bring prophecy to the Gentiles. But instead of bringing prophecy, he was too permissive. It was too much from a place of love. And in the end, he brought licentiousness to his own people. He brought curses upon the Jewish people and upon his own people. So, and eventually he was killed by the sword as well. He led to his own demise. So, when we think about Bilaam, we think of him as the sort of the godfather of the nations of the world. He was supposed to be the Abraham figure of the nations of the world, but he wasn't. He was supposed to be the Moses of the Gentiles, but he wasn't. And therefore, the Jews are left with this position, the Lokam Yisrael, Od Kemoshe. There was never anyone like Moses, never anyone God loved as much as Abraham. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beit HaLevi congregation for a discussion of Parshat Balak. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, the various parshas and how-to videos. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.